A bill to cut drug costs for seniors, more than $50 billion to make high-end computer chips, and a bill protecting the right to same-sex marriage. Democrats in Congress are moving toward potential wins, and they're hoping these can inject a political boost in the midterms this fall. Yasmin Abutaleb is covering this for The Washington Post, and she joins us. Hi, Yasmin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's start with the Medicare drug prices. This could be the biggest prescription drug legislation in two decades. What would it do?
So this bill is something that Democrats have been working towards pretty much since they created Part D in Medicare in 2003. So this bill would allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices in Part D. This would be for only a few drugs, but it would be some of the priciest drugs. This is hugely popular. About 90% of people support this. The bill would also cap seniors' out-of-pocket costs to $2,000 a year, and it would penalize drug makers if they raise prices above the rate of inflation. Mm. So it tackles drug prices in the most serious way we've seen in a long time. And this bill would also extend subsidies for the Affordable Care Act for 2 years, which would prevent premiums going up significantly for a number of people.
Huge bipartisan support as you're describing this. Is it a sure thing at this point?
Nothing is a sure thing at this point. There is not a lot of time left on the calendar. Mm. The Senate is also dealing with a COVID outbreak where they have no room for error. So Senator Joe Manchin has COVID right now. So there is a question of when he will test negative and be able to come back for a vote. Hmm. But it does look like the votes are there. But things can always go wrong at the last minute.
All right. To semiconductors, more than $50 billion to make them at home. We know car making and other sectors have been stalled because they can't get these advanced chips from overseas, notably Taiwan. Here's the president talking to business leaders yesterday.
The CHIPS Act, in my view, is going to advance the nation's competitiveness and our technological edge. You know, we've been working closely with the Senate and the House to finalize a strong bipartisan bill. Congress must pass this bill as soon as possible.
He called this a strong bipartisan bill. Do you expect this to pass the Senate and then the House?
Yes, this could pass the Senate as soon as this week, and there is bipartisan support. So this is a significantly whittled down version that some Republicans had opposed to an earlier version. But this one appears poised to pass perhaps this week.
Okay. And then the bill on same-sex marriage, which would codify this right. This would deliver a victory to Democrats at a time the president's agenda is struggling. What is the likelihood that this bill gets through both chambers?
This bill is a little bit more up in the air. It's already passed the House of Representatives with a surprising Republican support of 47 House Republicans voted for it. A number of Republican senators have voiced support for it. Now Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat, is working to whip enough Republican support for it to pass the Senate. So its passage is definitely not for certain. It's not assured. But it's something that Democrats hope they could pass and would give them a pretty significant win. I think there was a lot of surprise that so many House Republicans actually did support this bill.
Mm. So as far as the Democrats, they, like any party, are trying to draw a contrast to Republicans on domestic issues. Are they thinking that if most of these or all of these pass, that this could move the needle at the midterms in November?
That's the hope, especially the prescription drug pricing bill and the same-sex marriage bill, if it passes. The prescription drug pricing bill is very popular. Drug prices always poll as a top voter concern, and it would give Democrats a number of things to point to say, look, we are using our majority in the White House and both chambers of Congress to do something, because there is this narrative right now of what have Democrats done, even though they have unified control of Washington. And that drug pricing bill would be very popular, would give them a strong platform to campaign on. And the same-sex marriage bill, Democrats in the White House say that would help them draw an even starker contrast with Republicans, who they argue between the Supreme Court Roe v. Wade ruling and a number of other Supreme Court rulings are increasingly out of step with how most Americans feel.
Yasmin Abutaleb is a national reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
Thank you.